Life's a ball, let it fall right in your lap.
Hello and welcome to New York Standard. I'm your host, Andre Archambault. New York Standard is a show dedicated to the best music from the era that made New York Standard. This is the music from the great jazz ages of swing and bop to cabaret and Broadway. Ellington, Coltrane, Ella, Basie, and of course Nat Cole and Johnny Hartman, as we hear from each of them every week. This is the 150th episode of New York Standard, and I thank you for dialing me up, tuning me in, or however it is you found it. Maybe you downloaded it. Well, this week's show is a mostly up-tempo affair with some numbers from Sinatra, Jimmy Rushing, Quincy Jones, Ella Fitzgerald, but let's, as they say, start at the very beginning. It's a really fine place to start. Since this is the 150th show, let's go to the beginning of it all. And this is Louis Armstrong's first recording as a bandleader, My Heart, from the Hot Fives and Sevens on New York Standard.
All at once from the long and long let me fly out of this world and spend the next eternity or two with you.
That's Ella. If I needed to tell you, you're probably listening to the wrong show. And before that, we started the whole show with Louis Armstrong from the Hot Fives and Sevens. That song, My Heart, is again noted as the first single that Mr. Armstrong recorded as the band leader, quote unquote. It would have included mostly musicians from King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band, Johnny Dodds on clarinet, Kid Ory on trombone, Johnny Sancier on banjo, and Louis's wife at the time, Lil Hardin. And I figured, like I said, let's start at the very beginning, and we did. So, 150 shows, it's important, it's critical, but it's not a nice round number the way 100 is. Or I guess I probably did something when I was at 50, but anyway. What it means is we're coming on 4 years of doing this here for you, so I hope you're digging it. And that was Ella Fitzgerald doing Out of This World. That and that record, very specifically, is... I got to look this up as a reminder of the name of the record. It's Sings Sweet Songs for Swingers. I have to say that very slowly because it is one hell of a tongue twister. Anyway, Ella Fitzgerald right there. Well, we are moving on to another really impactful, more blues singer, but certainly a big band guy. Here's Little Jimmy Rushing, Someday Sweetheart, from Rushing Lullabies. A New York Standard.
You told me that you love me true, and I believe in you. You broke your vow, and now somehow it seems I'm always blue. There'll come a day when you're far away. You sit alone at home, and now you moan for the days gone by. Someday, sweetheart, you will be sorry for what you've done to my poor heart. You will regret the vows that you've broken. Then you start trying when you're broken vow. You are happy now, and I can't see how those weary blues will ever come to you. But as you sow, so shall you reap, dear. You're bound to reap sorrow someday,
direct your feet to sunshine, silent street. Can't you hear the pit-pat of the happy little tune in your step? Life can be so sweet on sunshine, silent street. I used to walk in the shade with my blues on red. I'm not afraid, because my worries are over and the road's crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold is at my feet on sunshine side of the street. As Rockefeller, with gold dust at my feet on the sunny, sunny side of the street. sunny, sunny side of the street.
Nat King Cole and the King Cole Trio there on the sunny side of the street. That's from the Complete Capitol Transcriptions series. And it's, man, it's a real gem, worth listening to at length. And before that, we started off that little set with Little Jimmy Rushing. Someday, Sweetheart, from the Rushing Lullabies album. I wouldn't want to necessarily play that as a lullaby. It's too fun. It's too up-tempo for a lullaby. Anyway, we are moving on. On the sunny side of the street, we go to... From the sunny side of the street, we go to On the Street Where You Live. Here is Quincy Jones from the Big Band Bossa Nova record. This is such a fun album. Here's Quincy Jones on New York Standard.
Thank you.
There's a little Grant Green for you from the album entitled The Latin Bit, the song called Brazil, and before that, On the Street Where You Live, little Quincy Jones for you. Well, you know, it's funny, I gotta be honest, I forget how much I love Jimmy Smith. Just such a unique talent in his own right, and worth calling out here. So just yesterday, and I'm recording this on April 16th, the day after Tax Day, 2016, and I was running around town yesterday, running around the city, and I had sometimes I'll just put my iPod on shuffle, and I did, and I came across this brilliant song, Jimmy Smith's version from Live at Smalls of It's Only a Paper Moon. This is a 10-minute one, folks. Settle in, enjoy, maybe dance around the living room, the kitchen, wherever it is you're listening to this. This is a lot of fun. Here's Jimmy Smith. It's Only a Paper Moon on New York Standard. Thank you.
Thank you. Set it straight, it's out of time when you wait. You gotta be on, you gotta be strong. The time is here, so trust your life to your ear. Don't wait for no one, they'll have to grow one. Because the moment is a place where it happens, and there's no one who can help get it straight. No, no, no. Get away of being out of his day, ahead of his time, not in the same rhyme with other guys. He was uncommonly wise. He knew the answer, the time's a dancer. He knew you can't back up the moment and take it with you on the road. So now is the time. Yeah.
That's Carmen McRae from A Tribute to Monk. Carmen sings Monk. And Monk's Get It Straight song. It's funny, I picked that up a couple of years ago, and I thought it was an old recording. It's actually from the 80s, and you can kind of hear it in the bass. That is not an acoustic. It is an upright bass, but they've got it plugged in, and it sounds just so different. There's a tubbiness that you hear in basses that were recorded in the well, really any time up until about the mid to late 70s, and then thereafter they came up with two or three different ways of putting a mic on a bass, on an upright bass. One was to actually put pickups in the bass, which I was never a fan of as an engineer, because you're turning it into an electrical instrument. The vibrations getting carried through the pickup, similar, no different than a guitar, an electric guitar, or when you see those acoustic guitars that have been wired, if you will, And then the other is to use what's just called a direct box. And it's similar. It's very, very similar. And it feels like the thing is plugged in. That's what that sounds like. And I never liked it, but I liked the song too much to not play it for you. So that's Carmen McRae, Get It Straight, from Carmen Sings Monk, and before that, Jimmy Smith. Brilliant organist and probably the leader of the sort of the bebop organ guys in my mind. So wanted to put those two guys together, Monk and Smith. Anyway, we are moving on. We're gonna play. Man, I'm actually winging this a little bit. I'm gonna move it around a little bit. I'm gonna play just a dash. Well, you know what? Here, let me just let her rip. Here's Helen Merrill, and it's wonderful.
It's wonderful, it's marvelous that you should care for me. It's awful nice, it's paradise, that's where I long to be. You make my life so glamorous that I can't help feeling amorous. It's wonderful, it's marvelous that you should care for me. It's wonderful, it's marvelous that you should care for me. It's awful nice, it's paradise, it's where I long to be. You make my life so glamorous, I can't help feeling amorous. It's wonderful, it's marvelous that you should care for me.
I love Helen Merrill. I do. And just such a soft and intimate, breathy voice. And hope you do too. I think I own 3 or 4 recordings of her. And that's her first solo record, Helen Merrill, doing Swonderful. Anyway, we are moving on. And we're going to move back into more of the instrumentalists. And we've got two great ones right up here back to back. And to me, these guys... well, without Sidney Bechet, we wouldn't have Louis Armstrong. He said as much. Here is Sidney Bechet from the Victor Sessions, a really cool version of Mood Indigo on New York Standard. ¶¶
lady. Well, I don't know what to do. I'm all alone in this city. Well, I don't know what to do. Say, I'm slowly going crazy, and it's all on the account of you. Why can't you be like other people and get along like lovers should? Please be like other people and get along like lovers should. But you too much like the devil, where you don't mean me no good. Well, you should get yourself together so we can spread some funny talk. Please get yourself together so we can spread some funny talk. Well, I want to be your lover and not just an old play talk.
That is technically Jay McShann and the Jay McShann Orchestra. They're singing and on piano. However, that is included in a box set that is, I think I've referred to it frequently enough, that 10, I think it's a 10 or 12 CD box set of Charlie Parker music. And he would have been in the Jay McShann Orchestra, and therefore you, one of the saxophones that you would have heard right there, and my Simpsons friends will appreciate the use of saxophone. Saxophone. Anyway, Homer Simpson. I'm channeling Dan Castellaneta right there, channeling him. He's coming right through me. Anyway, Lonely Boy Blues from technically the Jay McShann Orchestra featuring Charlie Parker, and before that, Sidney Bechet and Mood Indigo. Brilliant rendition of Mood Indigo for Mr. Bechet. Well, we've already played one of the weekly staples. We've not played the other. You know how much I love the outtakes of things, don't you? This is Johnny Hartman from the debonair Mr. Hartman. This is AKA All of Me. I recently told that story. This is take 13 of Blue Skies. Johnny Hartman on New York Standard.
All right, from the top. Blue Skies, take 13.
Oh, man, this is an unlucky one. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Bluebirds singing a song. Nothing but bluebirds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on. We'll be right back.
Nothing but blue, blue skies can I see. Bluebirds, they're singing our song. Oh, nothing but blue, blue birds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, my, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies. A little dream castle with everything gone. It's lonely and silent. The shades are all drawn. My heart is heavy as I gaze upon a cottage for sale. The lawn we were proud of is blowing in hay. Our little dream garden has withered away. Where we planted roses, the weeds seem to say, a cottage for sale. Through every single window, I see your face. That window, there's empty space. The keys in the mailbox, the same as before, but no one is waiting for me. The end of my story, it's told on the door. A cottage built for me and you will never be a dream come true. The leaves are on the ground, all the shades are down. It's a cottage for
two bass baritones right back to back. Arthur Prysock with A Cottage for Sale and Johnny Hartman with Blue Skies. Man, hope you're enjoying this. This is a really fun show for me, and it's a kind of a nice way to commemorate the 150th episode, I must say. Well, here is a real special presentation. Here is Coleman Hawkins, I've Got the World on a String. From it's a really cool retrospective, 1929 to 1963. If you need some initiation with Mr. Hawkins, start here. Here is Coleman Hawkins, I've Got the World on a String. on New York Standard.
Thank you. the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I got a song that I sing, I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see I'm in love? Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world, man, this is a lie. Hey now, I'm so in love.
The wondrous Harold Arlen. Right, well, obviously Frank Sinatra, but the wondrous Harold Arlen number, I've Got the World on a String, as done by Coleman Hawkins and then by Frank Sinatra. Well, we are rounding out to the end. We've got two more numbers for you, and I thought it made sense to go from Sinatra to Dorsey. Here's St. Louis Blues, Jimmy Dorsey and Tommy Dorsey on New York Standard. That is Glenn Miller, In the Mood. And that brings us to the end of today's show. That I can't think of a better way to end a show. Mostly up-tempo romp, if you will, through big band and jazz and a little bit of standards and whatnot. No Broadway this week, and you could kind of maybe call what Ella did a little cabaret, but not quite. Actually, you could call Helen Merrill cabaret pretty easily. She's kind of right in that mold. It's funny, Carmen McRae strikes me as more of a jazz singer, but that's just me. Anyway, we have heard some great music. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed bringing it to you. My name is Andre Archambault. This has been New York Standard.